When Krishna is taking care, one's attitude is, okay, let Krishna, whatever is happening is Krishna's divine arrangement. And whatever is happening is for my benefit, because Krishna knows what's for my benefit. I may not know, just like a child doesn't know what's for his benefit. But the parents know. And when the child is submissive to the parents, and if the parents are capable, they actually make all the wonderful arrangements for the children. So similarly, when you surrender to Krishna, Krishna takes care. So that's why dhiras tatrana muhihati. And as here he is saying, Bali Maharaj is saying, na rishyanti, na shochanti. In a similar way, rishyanti means becomes jubilant, shochanti means become morose. He doesn't become jubilant in happiness, he doesn't become distressed in difficulty. And Krishna is telling in Bhagavad Gita also same thing, na sochati na kamshati. Brahma bhuta prasannatma na sochati na kamshati. Doesn't lament nor crave. He doesn't crave, he doesn't desire for happiness, nor does he lament for the distress. So, this is the real knowledge, this is the real wisdom. Just watch whatever is happening. Main thing is surrender to Krishna. Happiness and distress both will come. But don't become affected by it.